Hey, Anke Herman, back again for another Daily Spark of Possibility. Today I want to talk about creativity, or better, the part of it that isn't often talked about. Because normally when we think about creativity, what jumps to mind is the idea, the coming up with something brand new, the spark of inspiration. But then that's not creativity. When we actually don't go ahead and actually implement it or execute it. And for that, we usually need some plain old, hands-on, boring skill. And it takes time to learn that. It takes practice and discipline. All stuff that we don't usually associate with, you know, the flamboyant concept of creativity. But without it, what have you actually got? And I really saw that when I first started to learn how to sew. And I remember the very first skirt I ever made. It was made from a pattern, a border pattern, that my grandma had gotten her hands on somehow. Back in East Germany, we could just go buy those. And I loved that skirt. And so I was really hooked on the idea of making my own clothes. And then I made another skirt, and soon I had an idea. But then I didn't know how to cut that. And then I had to go and, you know, browse through the shops and try and find a pattern that was somehow similar to what I had in mind. And I really realized that I'm severely limited with what I can actually create if I don't know how to make my own patterns. Because if I have to go buy patterns, then I'm pretty much in the same situation as if I have to go run around the shops, try and find something close that actually fit. And so I thought, no, hang on, wait with sewing. I need to learn how to make a pattern first, because without that skill, I can't really be creative. But with it, the gates are open. Then I can create anything I want. And it makes all the difference. So, what ideas have you had? What's a spark of inspiration you've had, something you'd love to create? And what's a skill that you could learn that would help you to bring that idea to life? Talk to you tomorrow.